Blog Talk Radio.
This is I Am Unique Records, DIY Business Coach, sitting here in the Studio U. This is our new studio space. We're getting acclimated. You notice my wall is not here. I know. Y'all love a money wall, but it's coming back, okay? It is coming back. Let's paste this topic in here and pin it. So tonight's podcast, we're talking about smart strategies and money. How to make money, smart strategies in pricing your product. So we are going to kind of break down how you should price your products and what are some things that you need to know when you are pricing your products and actually getting your products out there. So thank everybody for joining me in studio. It's been a rough day. You know, I'm not all makeup and everything else like I normally am. I've tried to put some of my lip gloss upstairs, but it is okay. It is okay because it's not about me. It's about you guys learning this quality information and making sure that you're getting your price point strategy down pat for your customers. Okay, guys? This is a big thing because people price themselves out of a business. People price themselves out of business. When you are working and when you're doing business with other people, we're just trying to get things straight. You will price yourself out of your business because if you're not pricing yourself perfectly, if you're not pricing yourself great, then at the end of the day, you will sell yourself out of your product. So let's use this for example, guys. I had a whiteboard better. Maybe that's what I'll do. Trying to figure out how I'll get my new space. But anyway, I want to actually start with this. So you know how much it costs you to get your item. Now, when you're thinking about all of this, it is the cost of the item and the shipping, the handling, the packaging, the putting it together that you need to factor all of that in your cost. So if your item costs you $5, say you do t-shirts and your item costs you $5, right? But it costs you, $10 for your screens and everything else. And then it costs you another $3 to put it in the packaging and then however you're labeling it and your production costs. You have to add all of that cost in, even though it's a bulk run. It'll come out to maybe the cost of your shirts were like $8.99 a shirt, right? So how much profit do you want off of your shirts is the bigger thing. Now, if you're starting off, you might want to double the price and charge $18. If you have a little bit of cash, you might want to charge $32 for your shirts. If you have less clientele, or looking for a certain type of clientele, you might want to charge $47 for your t-shirt. And this goes down the line with everything, haircuts, car washes, anything that you do, you need to price yourself competitively as well as for that target market that you are looking for in your business. So I do want to keep that in line with everything we're going because I have been in places where I had priced myself a little bit too high because I thought that it needed to be higher for my location. And I was in a brick and mortar nail salon, on the south side. And in that area, I didn't look at my competition. I thought because I was giving such a superior service that they would not care about my price. I had some people who didn't care, and then I had others who did care. So at the same time, we really have to look at this as a way of marketing yourself. Now, I did a test market, and I ran it for a little while, ran it for about four or five months, and noticed that my clients were not, I wasn't being as receptive enough to my clients. One, the price that I was charging was spot prices, and I wasn't in a spot atmosphere. I had to really dig down and look like, okay, I'm doing spa services, but I'm not in a spa atmosphere. So people are not going to pay for those prices, right? So then You also look at who my target clientele was and how much money I was going to make building that clientele and doing it. So if I go to the nail salon across the street, they were charging $25 for a full set. Me, on the other hand, was charging $50. So why am I charging twice as much as the people across the street? And they're faster, they're getting it done, they're doing all the nail art and all the crazy stuff. Yeah, you might have thought there was a $50 nail job, but at the end of the day, the bigger picture is that you will, you're missing out on that clientele, and they don't want that service. The area that I was in did not want the service that I was providing. So that was bad marketing or bad market research on my end, but I was thinking everybody wanted my service. So sometimes it depends on where you are. Now, being an online business, it's a little bit different than that. So when you're on doing online business and handling online stuff, you can make yourself as big or as classy or as fancy or as dainty as you want to. So making sure that your product looks upscale online is so much easier because it's a great photography, some pretty models, and you put it up there and say that this is a $1,000 product. So those things make a difference because online you can kind of create that image. Like Instagram, you can create that image of who you are, how you move, what you're doing, however you want it to be. So when you're building your business online, the way your site looks and the way the pictures you post look make a big difference in how you use your product. They're willing for your product, so you're marketing a hint. Because there's some place who have a t-shirt. They have to take a t-shirt. If I sit on three different models with three different backgrounds, one girl has some heels, one girl has some shorts on, the other has, you know, might not just look regular. That shirt can go from a $60 t-shirt to a $100 t-shirt. Depending on who my model is, depending on what my graphics look like, depending on how I am doing it. So making sure that price strategy compares to your brand. Because it's all like when you go to these celebrity restaurants, right, you normally would not pay $25 for a drink. Nowhere else. But when you go to these celebrity restaurants, even if you only buy one, you'll still pay $25 for the drink, right? Why would you pay $25 for a drink? I mean, if that's something you normally do, if they created that atmosphere, they made do what it do, so that you want to spend that money. You're like, oh my goodness, I'm at this person's place, I'm doing all this celebrity stuff, and you don't want to look left out. So you want to look, you're doing something with celebrity, so you don't want to not have a drink. Now, needless to say, you may or may not make you that drink all night. Depending on how much you got put in there. During holidays, if you're out somewhere, you just might ball out of control. At the end of the day, those are things that because you're in the atmosphere, those are the things that you're willing to do to grow your, to because you're in a celebrity spot. You go to a million city where it smell like smoke even though they don't smoke in there no more, and everything looks a little sticky, and you're drinking $20, you'll be like, hell no, I'm not paying $20 for that. So the reason why was because the atmosphere wasn't too far, to that level. And that's the reason why you won't pay that type of money for that. So if everything that you do, every brand, every image, every way, however you put your out there, all of that has to do with the mental idea of what people want out of your product. And a lot of companies out there not worth what they sell themselves for, but because their brand thing looks cool, they make the money. So I'm not going to tell you that you cannot price your product at $100 for a t-shirt. Yes, you can. Make it right. Like anybody who rides and wears a shirt is in a role. Is in a car because if they're not creating that level of energy, they're a unique t-shirt with the red bottoms on. If they're not making that level of connection with clients, showing that level of elegance with it, then it's not acceptable, okay? and regular person look at it in ways, if they look at it, it was on a, if you weren't working, because I think my $100 gonna look at me and be like, maybe I'll spend $25, maybe I'll spend $15, maybe I'll spend $30, but this is your opinion. But if you like me and you are working, you have to build that value for the people that you are putting out there. So that's another part of it. What value are they giving? When I was in that, and I was doing those services, and I was doing makers and payers and everything else for people, I was putting my heart into it, and I was giving them the next massages and everything else. But the thing is people who, some people wanted that. Others did not want that. They just wanted the quick hands up and down. So if I rub my leg like that, I don't want you to be rubbing my legs like that. I'm going to get a quality service, you know what I mean? So when you really that look in Midtown, in Buckhead, in a nice Atlanta, I made worth money. I got what I was asking for. Why? Because the client was looking for that. The atmosphere was the best. I made it look much, much grander than I did at the previous location. So they played a part in the service that I provided. So when you are thinking about pricing your products and pricing your strategy, it is your price is not wrong. And I know this is not really what this is supposed to be about. Your price is not wrong. I don't want to tell you your price is wrong. Now, what is wrong is your branding, your marketing, your imagery, your colors, patterns, all of that is wrong. But your price is perfect. Now, if you think that you can price your stuff a little bit lower or a little bit higher or whatever, then to live up to your branding, then you can you price yourself a little bit better. And it'll with all of that being said, at the end of the day, what you do have to do is make sure that you are not cutting yourself short in your pricing, in your price point. So you have to make sure that if the price costs you, if your t-shirt or your item costs you $8 to produce and service, then you at least get $16, $17 out of that on a bad day. And if you're not getting that, then you need to change your manufacturing, change your processing, change your price adjustment, readjust everything of that sort. So those are things that you really need to take place for and take advantage of when you are pricing your product. Make sure you know the itemized cost of what it goes in. Boom, for instance. Okay. People mess up so much with pricing food. So when you're pricing food, okay, chicken costs, say, a bag costs you $5, right? I don't know. Let's say $20 for a 10-pound bag of chicken. There is 20 or 30 pieces of chicken in that bag. So that means each piece of chicken costs you about $1, right? But you got to think about the oil or the grease, the seasoning, and it takes to cook it, the person who is cooking it, and everything else. So that now that chicken goes up to almost like $5 a piece, right? We're saying either side, not no wings or nothing. We're saying $5 a piece. So at that $5 a piece point, price point, you now have to sell that chicken for $10 to $15 a plate. Now, are you going to add to it? So what are you making your project a little tip? Okay. Now, you guys, now you know I always give my cameo, but because we're in this new studio, I don't have anything at hand, and I'm a little thirsty from all this talking. And I would like you guys to tell something about questions. Does anybody have a question about how they are pricing their items, or what they should do with pricing their items, or how they should address it? Does anybody have a question on that? And if you do, like, what is some issues you have with pricing? So if you have, like, a bottle line, a nicer bottle, you know, you charge more for your product. Now, have you bought something? And it's a brown glass bottle and a brown glass bottle. And the price is like $10 different. But you're like, ooh, it's in the glass bottle. I want the glass bottle because that looks more elegant. That looks nicer. Or the labeling on the bottle nicer. Now, the truth is that the product in the plastic bottle might be the better product. But you know why we won't consider that product if we don't know it already? Because we're looking at the appearance of it. We're looking at what it looks like, how it feels, what it costs, and we're going from that point on. So you really have to make sure that you are taking advantage of and everything of your price point, making sure you know what your price points are. Make sure you know how you're addressing your price point. Make sure that you know where to start at pricing. And then there's so many other strategies. And some of my digital marketing people, for you guys who are out here with the digital marketing, digital products, you know, the streaming products, all of that pricing goes into your actual work that you will be doing in your product. So for my credit building thing, I have a $50, $49.99 price. I have a $100 price, and I have a $1,000 price. So there's so many, there's reasons why one of those prices. Now, the reason why I have those prices is for the simple fact is the $49, I'm giving you away all that information that I have, video, audio, sale, that you can now just listen to and go about your business and handle it the best way you know how to. Give me all the information and you can use that for however you want to. Now, the other one is more about, I'm sitting here and I'm actually giving you some time with you. I'm talking to you. You can ask me questions. You can pick my brain a little bit in that time frame. So those are the things that I am giving in that, you know, second to middle price. Now, the top price is me actually doing all the work for you. I'm doing all the work for you. You don't have to do anything. You just fill out a simple form. I plug and play everything else. All you have to do is make the legwork of making your business. You know, opening your bank account, those are the things that I can't do for you. You make your deposit, buy the merchandise that you need for your business. So those are the things that I can help you with in building your business. So with that being said, the prices are based upon the work that I am doing for you. How am I building you more successful, and how much work that I am doing in that business? You know what I mean? So it all comes down to how much work I am doing for you. So take all of that in consideration and put it in place to grow your business and to do what you need to do to strategize how you want to do it. If you guys want me to break this a little bit more for you and help you and go through that, then shoot me a DM or, you know, ask me a question within this podcast right now. So at the end of the day, make sure you guys click those links in the bio, turn on your notifications so that you know when these podcasts are about to happen. You'll know what's going on. If you want to see what I'm talking about ahead of schedule, make sure you are part of Blog Talk. Download those videos from Blog Talk. all this quality information that I'm giving you. If you not have not purchased my Twitter, we're in the fourth quarter. Go on Amazon right now. Purchase that Twitter, that unique business planner. That will help you build your business. How much is it to do an LLC? If you just an LLC, then I'm only going to charge you $200. Now, if you want me to build out your business credit and from start to finish, if they have an LLC and you have half of the stuff done, like you have a website, you have some certain things done, then I will only charge you maybe $5. It just all depends. So if you shoot me a DM, Memphis Mike, I will pay you my charge to actually build out your business credit so that you can actually start getting me business loans. Because I know people. Now I'm going to tell you a story about one of my clients, or clients, referral. She called me. Mom's been in business for 6 years, okay? She makes over $2 million a year, has an $800 credit score, tried to get something in her business name. What did they do? Deny her. Why? Because she has zero established business credit. She only has personal collateral. Isn't that crazy? Would think, oh, she would just get the loan. No, not in her business name. Now, she probably had better luck applying for personal, but that also depending on what her loan was, is personal. So, but you would think with the amount of money that she's making, she could get these lenders, she can get this money done, right? No, you can't. Because if you have not established your business credit, no matter how much money you make or what you're showing, if you don't even have the bottom line of the business credit done, then you won't even get to getting a business loan or a business line of credit unless you do secured. And who wants to do that? Because if you do secured, I might as well just use my own money, right? So making sure you have all those things in place. We're off topic. We're talking about business strategy. And about your pricing point. So make sure you add all those costs in running your business and even add a little bit into the price point of your cost to run the business. So all of that has to be added, because if you're selling chicken wings and ribs for $5 and your building, your rent is $2,000, $3,000 a month, boo-boo. You might be sure, unless you're selling a hell of a lot of chicken and ribs. Keep those price points to where they need to be and make sure you're evaluating all your costs. You probably could have charged people when you did not have that brick and mortar, and when you're doing catering, it's totally different from the prices you can charge when you're doing brick and mortar. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So I'm going to log off today. We're keeping it short and simple. I still have to get back to work. I'm opening up a restaurant in the underground, so we're about to log off. Again, click the link in the bio, follow, like, share, repost, all of it. If you did that, I really appreciate it. That's all I really want you guys to do. That. Now, I would love if you pick up my book or pick up a planner, but I would like more people to hear this topic that I am spreading out versus just talking out the side of my mouth. So please like, please share, please re-listen if you work, and make sure that you are getting that information out here that you really need to grow your business and make it successful. Don't underprice yourself. Overprice yourself. All right? This is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach, sitting here in the new studio. You, next week we will have a wall. We have a nice wall coming up the back next week. So we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.